Someone called James Garner. Polaroid's back. Kind of. I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. The great thing about those old Polaroid cameras was that they were easy. You push a button, picture spits out, boom, you're done. But then digital photography came along. You could see your picture and store it on your computer, and there was no need for film. Polaroid fell out of favor and very nearly out of existence. But there is some news now coming into the picture. So give us a few minutes and we'll watch it develop. Dave Bias, you are at the Impossible Project space in New York City. What does your business do?
Well, we are the guys who swooped in at the last minute and bought the last Polaroid factory in Holland. And we are, after a year of experimenting and testing, making new film for vintage Polaroid cameras.
Set the stage for us. It's spring 2008, and the Polaroid factory in the Netherlands is about to close. What happens?
Well, my boss, a man named Florian Kops, went to the closing party of the Polaroid factory, and he met André Bozeman. André Bozeman was the man who had been running the factory for Polaroid for many, many, many years, 20-plus years. And they began talking. They had a couple of beers. Doc just bluntly asked André at one point in the conversation, so what would it take to make new film for Polaroid cameras? And André was like, ah, that's impossible. Thus was born the name, The Impossible Project.
Well, why was it impossible?
It was impossible because Polaroid made a lot of their own materials. Each frame of the classic Polaroid film that we all know is 30-some parts. And most of those parts were made by Polaroid themselves at factories around the world that were demolished long ago.
So if this idea to buy up the factory and keep it going was impossible, how did it actually happen?
Well, these guys knew how to make film, and they knew that Polaroid was no longer manufacturing things like the negative, which is a very essential part of the frame. But they also knew that other people around the world could make a negative, and they were able to basically work with these guys to produce a new negative. Once we had a new negative, we had to, of course, then reformulate all the chemicals that are in the pod because they're different.
The pod? What's the pod?
The pod is the part of at the bottom of the frame that makes the frame taller at the bottom. That's the part that people tend to hold and shake, even though there's really no need to shake it. That's where the chemicals are stored. And when a picture is taken, rollers spread those chemicals across the negative. So the pod is what we call where the chemicals are stored.
So where do things stand today?
Well, we announced our first new film in March of this year. It's a sepia-tone black and white film, and it's very much an experimental film. You know, it's tricky to use, and you have to kind of wrestle with it a little bit to get it to make the images that you want. But as a sort of a proof of concept, it was good enough for us to get the ball rolling.
Who's buying this?
You know, the people who buy this are people who understand the value of a frame of film that is unique. You know, you take the picture, and it exists, and there's only one of them. There's any number of us out there who definitely don't want a perfect picture. To me, a digital picture where every last pixel is in perfect focus and where the color is perfectly represented, that's a document of reality and not necessarily a photograph. I mean, to me, a photograph is something that's more evocative, you know, conveys a mood, a memory. You know, memories are hazy things. They're rarely crystal clear kind of thing.
Dave Bias with the Impossible Project in New York. Dave says his group is planning to release additional versions of their film. Meanwhile, Polaroid has a new camera out this month, the Polaroid 300, but it doesn't work with that traditional Polaroid film that we've been talking about, and it strongly resembles another instant camera from Fuji that's been on the market for a while. Turns out Polaroid is also involved in a partnership with Fuji. Instant photography sure gets complicated sometimes. We have more information and photos at futuretense.publicradio.org. It's easy, just point and click. Future Tense is produced by Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com.
American Public Media.